you know, we were out of Fort Monmouth, and we were, the base was being closed under base realignment and closure.
Right, so a couple years ago, Fort Monmouth up in New Jersey.
Correct, yeah. Yep. So we were getting shut down, and we wanted to share information with those that were moving to Aberdeen Proving Ground as part of that realignment. So we set up a blog and a wiki, and individuals started posting, here's the process to obtain, to get set up on the network, here's the process to get a decal for your car, and just trying to foster knowledge management.
All that stuff that we all, you know, oh my God, I'm moving. Where do I get this, that, and the other thing? How do I deal with these issues? Everybody has to deal with them, pretty much everybody. So a nice place where people could say, both share ideas about all sorts of stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so even to the extent of, you know, where's the DMV and just different things to facilitate your entire life down here. But because we were AKO, DKO authenticated using the Common Access Card, individuals started coming in from other services, essentially, and looking at the wiki and blog, and we said, hey, why don't we repurpose this to be a DoD platform so we can have collaboration across all services? And we did just that, and we renamed the wiki and the blog to MilWiki and MilBlog so individuals could collaborate. And the wiki was designed so that it is like a living encyclopedia. People could document their processes or procedures. They could build a portal. So, for instance, whatever their organization is, if they're the training and doctoring command, they could build a web presence up there, and they could have all their subordinate organizations with underneath that portal, and they could list what they're working on. And then, in addition, if you want a process, like how do I obtain a BlackBerry at my installation, right, it would list you to those processes. Now, the process is probably the same at another organization, so why spend duplicative time and resources trying to duplicate that process? Rather, all they need to do is look at, hey, here's how they're doing it at APG. Our process is similar. Let's take their wiki and just put our name on it. And then instead of going to Mary or to Bill, you can just edit, you know, who your points of contact are, and you've leapfrogged, you know, the entire process. Or perhaps you've made a better process, or they make their process better, and we look at their process and say, hey, theirs is actually more streamlined. Why don't we use this process? So it's giving us an opportunity to really cut cost savings.
Well, and really taps into the true idea of collaboration, which is that all of us are smarter than each of us individually. Hey, guess what? We don't have all the knowledge either within Fort Monmouth or wherever. Let's tap into how other people do it. Maybe they have a better way.
Right, and that was exactly that. And it was just giving you know, you might not know who you want to collaborate with, and you might not know who has the answer, but by posting something, you're able to throw it out to a bunch of working professionals within the DoD and see who has the best answer. And I'm using a very simple answer,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
very simple solution there. But, you know, the same goes for, you know, the Army's ATTPs, which is the Training and Doctrine Command puts out, essentially the Army's field manuals. Well, we're able to put field manuals up on the wiki, and individuals coming back from theater are able to read these wikis and say, hey, you know, here's some suggestions I'd like to make, and they kind of edit the wiki in the discussions tab, and it gives the individuals, you know, who have the power to be, to review these comments from soldiers that are coming back and say, hey, maybe we should look at revising this field manual. This field manual is written in Iraq. Well, we're now in Afghanistan, and things have slightly changed, you know, depending on what we're coming across right now. So we've seen a lot of great increases in terms of knowledge management there. And then, in addition, we have the blog. And the blog is, think of like whitehouse.gov for the DoD, but behind the firewall. So essentially, you can have a senior leader, a general, just kind of reaching out to his workforce and saying what he's working on for the month. And it gives his workforce the opportunity to respond and just provide real-time feedback in terms of, hey, you know, I could assist you with this, or have you considered this? It's opening the door of communication, which may not have existed. For instance, you might not see a very junior employee going to speak to a 2- and 3-star general,
right,
et cetera. But now you start to see that, and the 2- and 3-star general is kind of happy to have this type of feedback because essentially they're not accustomed to getting answers from the direct person performing the work. So now the general has a different insight that he might have not have had elsewhere.
Sometimes it can feel isolating in that corner office.
Right, and someone's never going to go and approach the general. But people sort of have a different demeanor behind a keyboard,
right,
when they're not associated with it, but they might have a good idea and they want to service it. Well, there's their forum to service their ideas, and be heard.
One of the things that I often hear when people talk about these things is, okay, are people going to do inappropriate? Are you going to call, you know, the general a stupid or something like that? That stuff, at least in my experience, in an enterprise environment, people get that, hold on, this is a collaborative platform, and yes, I can speak to the general, but I don't want to be doing that. I don't frankly want to be doing that probably in a work environment anyway.
Right, and everything is attributable. So the fact is your name is directly attributable. You can't ghostwrite an article. So when that article gets released or when you post a blog or in response, your name's on it, and people value that. And we haven't seen any unprofessionalism to date with people disrespecting others.
And talk to me how difficult this was to actually set up. I know some other organizations have tried to set up versions of Facebook or these things, and it can be a little difficult because, well, Facebook has all sorts of people working on making it the latest, greatest, making sure that they're on the cutting edge of how you do collaboration and information sharing. It's not always government agencies, government organizations' full-time job. How difficult is this to actually do?
To stand up the sites are actually, you know, fairly easy in terms of being able to do it. You know, it was just a lot of briefings to the Department of Army and Department of Defense in terms of what our purpose and vision and mission was. And we were kind of standing up these capabilities as a result of BRAC. And we said, hey, there's no reason for the Army to go invest in duplicative technologies. We already have the platform for this. All we have to do is expand it. And they listened to us, and we went through the information assurance accreditation process, and we were able to release the technologies with the Department of Army, you know, signing off on this capability at large. And so it takes time in terms of development, but in terms of other larger applications, it's very easy. Most of the capabilities we're providing are all open source, so we're able to get it off the community and tweak it to our needs. And then provide it out to the community at large.
And as you've used it, has it evolved over time? Has it changed over time? Are the things that users have said, hey, we really need this, we don't, or you find that folks don't aren't simply using some features?
Yeah, we've tweaked it, and we continually release new features on all of our products. Millbook is actually our most successful one, and that allows you to have these secure communities of practice. It's like Facebook, and you have the ability to follow people's status. But it also allows you to be able to create these communities or groups. So, for instance, there's people on there of how can we make GPS better? And all of a sudden you have different people coming in answering those types of questions from other services where you wouldn't have had this joint collaboration. So if someone's working on a source selection or perhaps, you know, preparing a performance work statement, someone can you know, just say, oh, how can we make GPS better? Well, all of a sudden, you're getting this feedback from the community, so you can write a better performance work statement, so you're going to avoid costly delays, you know, down the revenue stream in terms of acquisition. In terms of the capabilities, each one of the new capabilities has been an addition to what people want. So we had the wiki, and people wanted these secure communities of practice, so we had to release Millbook. And once we had Millbook out, they're like, hey, this is really great, but I have all these DVDs and CDs laying around, and I can't display my videos. So we're like, okay, let's release Milltube. And then each one of these products essentially have an incremental version release to add additional features that the community is asking for. And we have a space, and we kind of allow the user community to kind of request what it is they want next. And the most amount of requests are obviously the things that we're going to go after, after looking at, hey, what's the cost feasibility and what's the benefits for the community of providing this capability. So we take a very conscientious effort of looking at, you know, the cost versus the value trade-off for the end user.
And as you've gone down this, have you found people using these tools in ways that you almost were hard to anticipate?
Yeah, I mean, every day we look at it and we're like, wow, you know, it's always something else that somebody's coming up with. For instance, like they're trying to organize different types of contracts that are available so users know where to look. For instance, you know, what contracting center would I go for this type of requirement? So they actually built this chiclet-looking chart on the wiki, and it kind of organizes the different contract centers within the Department of Army. And that was something different, you know, I didn't expect to see. And then there was also just the amount of groups that are popping up. It's insane. Like we've went, you know, for up to 1,000 groups right now, and each one of these groups have a different purpose. And you see some of these groups start with one or two people, and now some of these groups are up to 700 members, and they're actually using it for their entire operating platform. The Business Transformation Agency is actually using MillSuite as their entire collaborative portal across their entire enterprise. So it really serves as a platform for these other agencies that might not have any resources on their own. So, you know, we started off with 300 users, you know, back in the day, which was about 2 years ago, and today we're up to 88,500 users, and we're looking to double that number this year as we increase the amount of product offerings and we outreach to the other services further this year.
And how do you get folks to use this rather than the old tools that probably the oldest tool being email? People like to email out those documents, and there's 75 versions around, and you know, you go, hold on, let's put this on a single platform where we can all work on it together in a collaborative way. We don't have to say, okay, who has the most recent version? Those kinds of things. How do you get people to do this in an effective way?
Right, it's been largely a grassroots type of effort. So we've kind of went out and spoke with different individuals and says, what is it that you're trying to do? And they're like, well, we have this monthly IPT, and everyone has a monthly meeting of some sort, right? And so we said, well, is there any collaboration going on behind the scenes? We're like, oh, yeah, we pass emails back and forth. And I said, well, that's not really effective. Is it not working? And they're like, yeah, you know, there's an email that comes out, and then someone's like, well, I sent an email at the next meeting, but the work actually wasn't done. Well, by having a Millbook group or something, essentially, we help them create, you know, their meeting minutes up on there, and then they can post all their, you know, their follow-up meeting minutes. So there's an ongoing repository of information as to what occurred. And email doesn't provide them with that same sort of information. And for instance, if Bill was in that monthly meeting and Bill decides he's retiring or moving on, well, now all of Bill's emails kind of go with Bill, and they kind of just vanish.